Hi, this is Nitun here from Bangladesh. You are listening to Everybody ESL. Enjoy.
Welcome to episode 77 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. The English expression I want to teach you today is very mysterious. With most idioms, when you first see them, you cannot figure out what they mean. Most idioms are at least a little bit mysterious, but this one I think is completely mysterious, because I don't think you will have any idea what it means, or any idea of how you should think about it, or how you could even guess the meaning. Well, the expression is on the outs. On the outs. That's on, O-N, V-T-H-E, outs, O-U-T-S. What does this expression mean? What does outs mean? Well, here is what it means. To be on the outs means to be no longer friendly with somebody, or to be no longer getting along well with somebody. It means to be in the middle of a disagreement, or to no longer be acting like friends. So imagine two people who used to be great friends. They always got along well, they always did things together, and they always had a good time with each other. But now, for some reason, they are not getting along well. They had some kind of a fight or argument or disagreement about something, and they are no longer acting like friends. You can say that those two people are on the outs. They are on the outs. They are no longer behaving like friends. They're in the middle of some kind of conflict or disagreement or a period of bad feelings. So to be on the outs means to no longer be acting like friends with somebody. To no longer be on friendly terms is another way we could put that. Now, I love this expression. It's very casual sounding, it's very conversational, and it's very mysterious. Until someone explains it to you, you would have no idea what it means. And I think that makes it kind of a fun expression. It's kind of a mystery. It's a secret, and I have just let you in on the secret. I have just explained what this secret, mysterious thing means. On the outs, no longer behaving like friends, or in a period of conflict or disagreement. So it's a good expression, and if you keep your ears open, maybe you will hear somebody use it soon, and I hope that you are not on the outs with any of your friends these days. And that's the end of episode 77 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have any comments or suggestions for me about the podcast, I want to hear from you. And if you would like to record the introduction that I could use at the beginning of a future episode, the same way Nitun recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode, I want to hear from you about that also. And to reach me for any of these things, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode. And until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.